Welcome to the Maze Vault Podcast. I know I'm looking a little angry and pissed off. Why? Because this is a guest I did not want to have on the podcast. I didn't want to have her speaking and sharing her side, but you guys demanded her. You guys wanted her on this podcast. And so ask and you shall receive. Today we have my own mother, Mama Wafa. Welcome.
Welcome, May.
How are you doing?
I don't like this introduction. Do it again.
Mama, come on, let's start. Don't
no.
Even. No?
Another one.
Okay.
A nice one.
Okay. Welcome to the Maze Vault Podcast. Today we have a really special guest, somebody who is dear to my heart, somebody who's controlled me half of my life, you know? Someone I'm truly scared of, but you guys love. We have somebody whose top accolade is that she is my mother. Today we have a content star, a superstar, Mama Wafa.
It's okay. I will accept this. It's okay.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I talk a lot. People always hear my side of things. But you are a major part of my success. And nobody really gets to hear your side, Mama Wafa, of your journey, how we started. So I'm really excited to get to your soft side, your loving side today. Are you ready?
Yes.
So let's start off in Egypt. How was it living in Egypt before you came here? I never really asked you.
You know, I came from a big family. I was the youngest daughter, like you, in the family.
Okay. Yeah.
I have 5 sisters and 3 brothers, big family.
Wow.
And my father, of course, and my mom. And it was a happy, childhood. I was the little one and everyone ordered me around.
So if you were the youngest girl, I feel like me and you have a lot in common then. Because I'm the youngest girl.
You are a special case.
No. How were you as a young Mama Wafa? Were you hot and spicy? Were you cool, calm, collected, superstar? How would you describe yourself when you were younger?
I like to describe myself smart. I was smart, really sharp. I like to read. Yeah, I was good at school, as all the Egyptians' mothers.
You top of your class?
I was. I really was.
Oh, what a typical story the parents share. Every Arab mom is the top of the class. Every Arab parent says that they were number one in their class.
So who was
number 2?
Prove I was number 2. Prove it. I am telling you I was number 1. I was my dad's girl. I loved my father so much. He had great hopes for me. And my mother was a stay-home mother.
Okay.
Cooking, cleaning, everything. She was a good mother, but my father was my king.
Yeah. And so what did they want you to be a doctor?
Of course.
And a lawyer like me? Like what you did to me? Or what did they want you to be when you grew up?
A doctor, of course.
A doctor?
Yeah.
And so you were also a disappointment then?
No, because my father died. My father died when I was 12.
Oh my God, Ma!
Yeah.
So he passed away, so you couldn't be a disappointment? What about your mom?
My mom was fine. Well,
she was whatever.
She knows I will be something. Yeah, or she knew I will be something.
Mm.
But no, I was never a disappointment, like someone, never.
So then what did you study in college if you didn't become a doctor?
I studied German language.
German?
Yeah, German.
Okay, I'd love to.
I went to Alsun, one of the top colleges.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay. Teach me something in German since you went to the top college.
I forgot. This is 40 years ago, but of course, Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich?
I love you. I love you. Oh, bye.
Wait, say Ich liebe dich. Say it again.
Ich liebe dich.
Ish
Yeah.
Okay, so why did you choose German literature? That's so random.
I wanted to be unique. I was trying to find, between 8 siblings, I was trying to find myself. So I chose a new language, a new college for the family. Something new for me, something to be special between 8 siblings.
Oh, yeah. And then was it challenging? Did you love it?
I went to Goethe Institute. I went to college. My parents or my mother didn't know. My sister, my siblings didn't know. So I was the only one who can speak, and they don't know if I am right or wrong or anything.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't correct you. You're always right.
No, it was really a blessing, and I met my man there in the college.
Oh, yeah. So. Was it love at first sight?
No.
So how did you and Baba decide that you were going to get married?
Maybe you heard this, but
I definitely heard this story, but I think it's a very random, crazy story that only works out like when you're from Egypt type of love story. Go ahead.
One day I went to the English department to ask my teacher, my female teacher, for something. And there was a man there. I didn't know anything about him. And he looked at me like this. And the next time I was in the college in the hallway or whatever, someone grabbed my hand and told me to come and take a picture with him. And I was stunned.
This is how Bubba was flirting with you. He said, come here, sister, take a picture. Yeah. And then he took the picture?
I was really, I couldn't really.
You couldn't even respond.
Yeah,
nothing. You said, who are you?
Nothing.
And so did you see the picture?
He took the picture to his parents in Upper Egypt and his family. And they said, this is a good girl.
Marry her. And then they saw the picture.
I didn't see anything. I didn't know anything. And then every time he saw me, he would talk to me. And I would sneak around. And all my friends, be careful. He's there.
Like you were trying to avoid him. You were playing a mouse and cat game. You would see him, he would run, you would hide. I like that, Mom.
He was after me.
He was after you, chasing you.
Yeah, and this is like the third year in college.
And did Baba still, like, my dad has these really big square glasses. He even forced some of my siblings to wear them growing up. Did he have those same glasses?
Yeah.
And you were okay with that?
This is why I was running away.
The glasses.
He was young. He is 3 years older than me. He tried to convince everyone he's a professor because he was a student working as a teacher in the college. So he's trying to convince everyone he's smart. He's a professor. He has these huge
So you think glasses. The glasses were part of convincing people he's smart?
This huge ugly bag.
Baba, if you're listening, I had nothing to do with this. Baba, I love you.
This is the truth. So I avoided him and then finished college, went on my way. One day he asked me for my number to give me the result of my final year.
If he passed or not.
I gave him the number and he kept this number with him because after 2 years he called me from America.
Whoa. And then he used the dial phone? You use the dial phone?
I don't know. Ask him.
That's really cool. Yeah. And then he called you on the phone and asked you. I know he asked you. My father asked my mom to marry him over the phone.
He did.
And what did you say?
I said, you know, let me think. First, I tried to be, you know, cool.
Strong.
And,
play and hard then, to get. That's my mother.
I get my papers and said, I have... You know, I am working for 2 years. I had enough of Egypt and the people I work with. I need a new life. I know this man. America sounds good.
Oh, so he was going to go to America at the time.
He was working in America.
Oh, so he called you. He's like, listen, you have a passport. I want to take you to America. Will you marry me? Is that what he said?
Yeah. This is what happened. So I calculated everything.
You calculated,
That's
my mom. This is where I know where I get it from.
And then I said, okay.
Okay. So how did America sound to you coming from Egypt? Were you like, that's it, I'm ready for the big dream?
Yeah. A new life, a new start. Again, because I was the youngest between my siblings, between the girls, because I have 2 boys under me, I was trying to find my own unique way of life. So going to America, I will be...
You'll stand out. You'll stand out. What was the biggest shock living in Egypt and coming to America when you first got here? What was like, oh my God, this is completely a different land.
Yeah, you know, he came and we finished everything. My passport, my paper, the marriage in 1 month. And I was busy. I didn't think. The minute I was stepping into America and I saw the streets, oh my God, I start to get, you know, scared. Then I saw his apartment, one big apartment. Oh, what is this? You know, the shop.
It was a small apartment.
Small apartment.
One bedroom.
This is not the movie. This is the real life, you know.
Oh. So that was shocking because you came from like a big house full of people and then it was just one bedroom.
And wow. When you keep busy, I was really busy for a month.
Yeah.
He was there. We were out every day. We were doing things, preparing for things. And then, boom, life in America started in...
That's really cool. I think it's cool. And then, like, fast forward. Okay, fast forward in America. Then you have 5 beautiful children.
Not all of them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry to my siblings, because I know she ain't talking about me. Sorry to Maram. Sorry to Meha. What was the hardest thing about us growing up here? Like, were you scared that we were going to be super Americanized? Were you scared that we were going to have a lot of Egyptian culture? What was your biggest fear having kids?
You know, I was the daughter in Egypt. Now I am the mother.
Mm.
I have to provide these kids with what my mother and father, you know, implanted in me.
I don't know. Go ahead, but it sounds good. Implanted, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
The seed they planted, you know, I want them to be Egyptians and also Americans. And my husband was busy working. So most of the work I have to, you know,
wow.
To do it. Yeah.
So you were like cooking and cleaning, taking us to school.
I was cooking, cleaning, going to school, taking care of 5 kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, that's a lot. That's a lot of stress.
I did it.
And then, so like, did you find it challenging, like, when we were growing up? Like, especially because I think people see us on the internet, but they don't know what our relationship is growing up. So do you think that we're the same online as offline?
Yeah.
You think so? Yeah,
even crazier you. I am talking.
I'm crazier offline?
No, but you know what?
I don't know about that, Mom. But go ahead. What do you want to say?
No, you know, again, being from a big family, I saw the difference in characters and, you know, the kids and the siblings. Again, you are different than your siblings.
So listen.
Maram is the wise one. You are the craziest
no, no,
one.
No, I just
Meha
came up
is
with
the
something.
Funniest one.
We are spiritually twins. Let me tell you why. Hold
Who
on.
Who said that?
I just came up with a crazy epiphanies. So you were trying to be super different in your family. Look at all of this. I am even...
No, this is shocking. I don't believe you.
I am completing your journey to be completely different.
This is scary.
Look at us, but we're in it together. Me and you, now our souls have combined together and we are one. You
know? Very scary.
You
don't
know what I'm saying?
No.
Me and you together forever.
No.
Forever. We're actually very similar. People think we're very different. Are you this?
I am getting so scared now. Don't tell me that.
Okay, so when I first started videos. Okay, so let me backtrack a little bit. I started working at a law firm out of college. I was unhappy. And I created a jewelry company with you. When I created the jewelry company with you,
I still have the silver at home.
Yeah. Okay, Mama, that's not important. Yeah. The company failed miserably because we were not business people at the time. We had no idea how to run a jewelry business. And we have a lot of leftover inventory, okay?
Whose idea is this one?
It was my idea. Okay, what made you jump on it with me? Because we're soul sisters.
No. You know, the good thing I learned from my mother, really, although my mother didn't go to college, but she supported us all our way, you know, all the way. And I tried to do the same thing. You were thinking about jewelry, you know, company. Why not?
Why not? I like that.
So, yeah, I regret now, but I supported you. I paid the money and stuck with the silver until now.
Okay. And then I started creating videos. How did you find out about the videos?
A friend of mine, she called me.
I was so mad about this, but go ahead.
Yeah, and she said, be careful. Your daughter is on the internet and she is doing videos and we don't do that. And I was so mad.
So what's her name? Just air it out.
No,
this. Don't worry. Nobody's going to watch this. What's her name? No. Tonta what?
No,
Tonta what?
I blocked her.
You blocked her?
Yeah, I blocked her.
Oh, yeah. So you had because my back.
First of all, she didn't come to me. She told another friend, and the other friend told me. Mm. So when she did that, I really blocked her.
That's messy business.
Yeah, and I started following you and seeing what you are doing. And you took advantage of me and you put me in your videos.
So when she called you and she was like, your daughter's doing videos, we don't do videos. Like, what were you thinking in your head? What kind of videos were you thinking I was doing?
Bad ones. I have no idea.
I thought I was like a video vixen. And can you just say, you thought I was like a model video vixen?
Yeah. I'm kind of like. In another way, you didn't tell me. I heard from outside. You didn't tell me in the beginning you are doing videos.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me you are miserable in your work.
Yeah.
You were sneaky and you're doing the research, behind my back.
But you know what, Mom? I had to try so many things because I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. Imagine I came to you and I was like, you know, I'm not happy at my job. What would you have done? You would have been like, oh my God, you're lost, this and that. Like, so I wanted to put in the time to research things and try things out so that I could be like, look, Mom, I'm trying this. Good I really excuses. Like this.
Good excuses.
I'm serious. That's why I don't think, like, I think if I would have told you in the beginning and I told you, oh, I quit my job, I'm making videos, you would have had a heart attack, be honest.
Yeah, of course. Okay, why not?
So then I was like, I don't know. And you would have asked me a million questions that I didn't have an answer to at the time. So I was like, let me do some research. Let me have some answers before I get hit.
You did the researches and you did the videos too.
Yeah, because you have to really, you know, deep dive in there. Yeah, so you blocked her. I'm happy about that. So you have my back. Cool. Mm. And then tell people, even though I say she had my back, you came home. I remember I was hanging out with my friends. I get a random call from you and I'm like, hey, Mom. And then all hell unleashed. I was like, what is happening? You were like, you're making videos.
I didn't know. It was new for me.
Innocent.
And until now, you are making videos?
And you're like, get home right now. And my ear was burning. I picked up all my stuff. I'm like, I gotta go home, guys. My mom's saying that some lady at the mosque told her about my videos.
Yeah.
And then I got home and I got the, you know, you were sitting in the couch in the living room. Okay. Ship in hand, broom sticking the other.
My weapons. I have to.
Saying, oh, you're making videos. Show me. And then at first, what was your take on it?
At least they were not bad. They were not out of the ordinary. Nothing revealing.
That's what you were worried about. That's the only thing you were worried about.
Of course.
Mom.
Of course.
I can't.
I am a mother. I have to keep you in check.
And then slowly, but you know what I love though? I would force you to be in the videos in the beginning, but now.
I remember walking up, looking around.
Yeah.
I am afraid you will pop up from somewhere.
I had my camera ready. I would prep things to say that I knew would piss you off, and I'd have the camera ready like this. But now, are you enjoying the videos? Are you enjoying the fruits of your labor?
You cannot say that.
Mama, are you enjoying?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You are liking it now.
Are there?
Oh.
I'm looking.
We think alike, Mom. We're very similar. Very
Don't
similar.
Don't convince me of that.
So you also have 5 grandchildren.
Yeah. 3 girls and 2 boys.
Okay. So there you go. You have a lot of grandchildren. You know, Max and I are really taking our time. And so I think you don't need any more grandchildren. That's a lot of grandchildren when you think about it. What is, you know, me and Max.
The more the better.
Max and I have only been married for 9 months. What is the obsession behind the grandchildren? It's not, Mama, I need you to, you know, you represent so many different things. Like, I'm a woman who's doing videos and, you know, she's independent. So you need to be the poster child for, you know, having grandchildren is not important.
I have my first child the first 3 years of marriage.
First year of marriage?
I was married in September. My daughter was born in July.
Okay, but you're trying to say that your message is that you can be different. You don't need to have children right away? Is that what you're saying?
No. No. I need to enjoy my grandchildren. I need to see them, you know, grow up.
Yeah, you have
5.
I need
to teach them something. I need to teach them how to cook because I know you are a hopeless case. Yeah.
I've never been dissed so much on this podcast. What was your first impression of Max when he came to the when I talked to you about him?
We are in North America. We are in North Carolina. He's here.
What?
We are where he is. I can't. Okay, I have to say good words about him.
Wait, but really, what was your first impression when you met him?
No, he was a good man. You know, I can feel it. And I will tell you, my mother was the same thing. I remember what happened when I have a suitor before my husband. And my mother was not happy at all. She didn't say anything, but I can see from her face. She didn't say a thing. But when Nabil came, she was all over. And this is what exactly what I did with Max.
Yeah.
The minute I saw him, I knew he is the one.
He is the one.
Yeah.
The one.
The one. Yeah, he was a good man. And the same thing with Maha, with my other daughter.
Yeah.
The minute I saw her husband, I said, this is it.
So you just have a feeling, an intuition.
Yeah, I am a good woman.
Wow, so I think you should just open a dating service, have people from all over the world say, is this a good man or not?
And
you
good idea. Eyes, good
charge
idea.
Them $5,000 a match.
Okay, I will give you half. Open it for me.
I am ready. What do you want to call it? Momo Fett's Love Factory.
A future in my hand for my mom.
Yeah. Oh.
Your future.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I like that. But like, did you think it was crazy when I first spoke to you about him? Did you know that I was talking to somebody? Did you have a feeling or was it a shock?
A week before. I you know, I was hearing, you know, little things here and there.
Like and what?
Like, you came to me and asked, a friend of mine, she met a man and he, you know, he's a Muslim, a new Muslim, and he wants to do so and so.
Listen, okay, I think personally I'm the slickest person. Like, I am so good at not getting.
You always forget, or yeah, the girls like you forget.
Oh.
We are smart too. You know, we have good brains.
Look, I was trying to prep my mom for the moment. So I would ask her like scenario questions, which are like very obvious.
What do you want for, if someone came, what do you think her parents will tell him? What do you will ask him to? Yeah, I remember.
But you know what? I had a lot of pressure from the backside, okay? Because when my older sister got married, it was like, what, 7 years ago? 5 years ago?
Six, because.
Maybe six years ago. Yeah. I was 22. I didn't care about the marriage process. I wasn't even paying attention. I was like, ooh, wedding, what am I going to wear? Yeah. Then when it was my turn, I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? And Max is very thorough. Like, he'll ask a lot of questions and I'm like, I'll find out. Yeah. So you figured like the week before.
Yeah.
And so you acted surprised when I told you or what?
No, but I know that, you know, you took me step by step. I have a man. He wants to ask for my hand. Yeah! He's ready. Yeah! He's Jamaican. Okay. Is he a Muslim? Yes. Okay. Is he willing to come and, you know, we'll meet him? Yeah, he's ready. Next, you know, after how many days he came, our house?
It was a Monday when I told you.
Yeah, your father was coming from
Listen,
Egypt.
This is even crazier. My father was in Egypt for 2 months. The poor man, like just traveling from city to city in Egypt. I tell my mom on Monday, that's the same day my father is landing.
Yeah.
So I tell you before he lands and I'm like trying to get like a woman-to-woman feel, like, mama, you don't have... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, daughter to mother.
Yeah, mother-to-daughter feel, like, hey, mom, I just want to tell you something. Mama Wafet jumps up, she's like, I will tell your father once he lands! I'm like, wait.
My chance to get rid of you!
Yeah, she didn't even wait. She was just like, I will tell him right away! I'm like, no, don't you want to wait till he sits, he opens his suitcase, he eats? She's like, once he opens the door to the car, I will tell him.
I told him on our way, you know, I picked him, taking him home, I told him.
Yeah, Baba told me that you didn't even say hi to him. You just said, oh, there's somebody coming for your daughter. I was like, what? And I was so nervous at home. I was like, oh my God, what is she saying? What's happening? Blah, blah, blah. And so it was a Monday. And then they were like, okay, so he's ready to come. Is he going to come? I was
remember,
like, you tell me.
No, remember, you sure? I always refuse to see the pictures because, you know, I have three daughters. And this one wants to come. I said, don't show me the picture. And you insisted on showing me the picture.
Yeah, because I didn't know what you were thinking. I said so many different things, and I was like, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
She said no. I was like, all right, here he is. And then, of course, you couldn't help yourself but to look.
Yeah.
And then once you saw the picture, what did you say?
I said, bring him home.
It was so crazy to me. It was so wild. And then Bubba was like, tell him to come Thursday. And mind you, he's in a different state. We're living in New York. He lives in North Carolina. And so I told him, I was like, oh, my family wants to meet you Thursday. He's like, okay, books it right away. Comes Thursday. And then like things were moving and grooving.
And this is what I always tell my daughters. When someone is serious, he's ready. Mm. He will not say, okay, can you please wait until I get my so-and-so ready? Well, it will take me 3 months. The minute they do like that, cross them out.
Oh my God. Okay. Do you remember? Okay. This is kind of crazy. We had a friend come stay at our house and she was like dealing with a man and she was trying, like you were acting as her mother or like, you know, as her aunt taking care of her as well. And she was like, I want to marry this man. And then you were like, okay, bring him over. And he came over. He was like, you know, I do dentistry and it's going to take me a few years to buy a ring.
Oh,
do you remember?
I did it.
My mom went from this to like, crazy, you turned like you were like he's done.
No, I went to the kitchen. I brought the girl. I know her, and I told her this is unacceptable. Do you like me to talk?
Garbage,
to
garbage, garbage. Yeah.
And my husband was easy on him.
And then Bubba's like, oh no. But Bubba's very calm in those situations. My mom's more of a feeler. My dad's more of like he wants to understand all sides of the situation.
He doesn't bother himself with
He's
actions.
He's very calm. My mom just got that feel. You were like, oh, he wants to take a few years after he finished. You're like, he's not serious. Don't marry him. And I remember that. Actually, I remember that. I was like, oh my God, you know.
And I give it to him. You know, I went, don't tell me that. You are a dentist and you cannot afford to buy a ring for her.
Yeah, because he didn't want to buy a ring. That was the situation?
He
was
he said, you know, not now. And I give it to him. Yeah.
And then
the next day, he bought the ring. The next day, she was wearing the ring.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, I feel, I say that all the time. And I'm like, if a guy is wasting time or like, you know, spends a very long time dating you, then he's very comfortable to the point where it's like, it might not even be serious.
No, and I felt he's taking advantage of her. First of all, she was not Egyptian, and she stays in another country.
Yeah.
So she has no family here.
Yeah.
So he said, nah. I was so tough on him.
Yeah.
And remember. She's married, and she has two daughters now.
Yeah. Mama Wafat's future lies in your hands. Sign up to this app and pay for this business.
No, but I remember this is what I did.
Yeah, I think people always ask, do you have advice for any new couple, new married couples?
Be yourself. Really be yourself. You know, don't have big dreams. You know, your feet on the ground. And
what?
No.
Don't have big dreams.
This is life.
Put your
this
feet
is
on the ground. I like it.
This is life. This is not movie. This is not, you are two different persons. And don't act like you are something else. You are a person, you have good moments.
I'm trying to catch what you're saying.
And
you
trying to be bad, you know, but this
bad.
Is life. Yeah.
Bad.
No, be your
life.
That
was amazing, Mom.
And say yes, and do whatever you think right.
If you guys understood that, please translate it in the comments, because I know I did not. I did not at all.
No. Yeah, just be yourself. And you want to build a life, a real life.
Yes.
Not a
not
movie
fake,
life.
Not movie.
So take the steps and be firm and be fun. You know, be yourself. Like
be
me.
Yourself. Yeah, be yourself. Did you think that social media, like our social media was going to be as big as it is now? Isn't it crazy? I had no idea.
I don't believe it. I really
You
don't
can't believe,
believe
it, right?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, okay. Believe it.
What did you think it was going to be? Just like a few videos and it was going to disappear?
No, I am telling you, I always try new things. And this is a new thing for me. Like writing my own cooking book.
Hey!
It is a new thing for me. Yeah.
Okay. So you have your own cookbook.
Yes, I have.
Oh my God. What's it going to be called?
Of course, Mama Wafa.
Okay, I know the title.
Cooking with Mama Wafet.
Yeah, Cooking with Mama Wafet. And what made you... That's so crazy. Okay, you're coming out with your own book. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
What made you want to make a cookbook?
It is you. You bothering me every, you know, I want to get rid of you. You are calling me every day. How can I do that? How can I do that? So I read the book. And your sisters. So I did the book.
But that's a process of life. You move into your own house. You have to call your mom for all the recipes because you never let us in the kitchen.
I don't want you to call
mom,
me.
Mom, listen, you never let us in the kitchen.
I forgot to tell you the good thing about Max. He lives far and he took you far from me.
And so you're sad by that.
No, I am so happy. He is my favorite. Yeah. Sorry, Yosef. He took her away from me. And I am so happy.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Mom. That's nice. Okay. What makes you think you're such a good cook for you to write a cookbook, Mama Wafet?
Ask everyone who tastes my food. Yeah.
Oh, yay.
No, the truth, my mother was a great cook. And I remember the smell, the food, the family around. My mother-in-law, too, she's a great cook, and your aunts, you know, this is, they cook every day.
So what makes your cookbook different than any other cookbook? Because, you know, I can go on Amazon and I can type in Egyptian cookbook. What makes you different, Mom?
I cook every day, my dear. And not only I cook, this is my mother. So you are taking a real, real food that we eat every day.
And having the real recipes.
Yeah, not someone, because I saw the other cooking books.
What did you think about them? Did you get inspiration? Like, maybe you copied some of the cookbooks?
This is the truth.
How do we know you didn't copy the other cookbooks?
You know, they look pretty, they are nice. But the minute you read, this is not how we cook. This is just a recipe, you know. They didn't try. They didn't cook. They didn't tell you the little details.
Oh.
I am telling you all the secrets about the dish.
Oh, okay. So these other cookbooks don't teach you how to authentically cook the food.
This is you can see it in this way.
No cumin. No salt. No
cumin
pepper.
Is my favorite. Cumin is my favorite.
I think cumin
spice.
Is in every recipe.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know, we spoke a little bit about how you grew up in Egypt and stuff, but my favorite part about the book and working with this book with you on, is that English? Working on this cookbook with you on? No, that's
Did
not.
You learn something? I hope you learned something. Because okay. I remember.
Let me
this
rewind.
This girl, I am telling you, she was in what? Middle school? And I
school.
I am,
high school.
High school?
I think high school, yeah.
High school? Yeah, and it was Ramadan, and the dish is ready. I think it was a chicken. I cleaned it, put the spice, everything. And it is in the fridge. And I asked her to put it in the oven.
No, Mom, you're not saying the story right. Hold on, let me tell you. Because you're not going to lie on my name.
I am not lying. Don't see the finish.
I'm sorry. Finish you're not going to make these stories. You're saying the story incorrectly is what I meant to say. What had happened was, you called me in Ramadan, and you said, May, fi farkha fi tallaga, which means there is a chicken in the fridge. Okay, my Arabic is not so good, so I translated fridge to freezer. And you said, put the chicken in the oven.
Yeah, just put the oven on and put the chicken. When I come home, it is ready.
I misinterpreted what she said. Grabbed a chicken from the freezer with the plastic, put it in the oven on 350 degrees?
Yeah.
350 degrees. The house was starting to burn down a little bit. The smells of plastic were really entering the chicken. I was home alone, and then my older brother came home, and he was like, what are you doing? Yeah. He tried to remove, the melted plastic from the chicken to try to save the chicken. We were
this
doing
is high
CPR.
School. We are talking about a girl in high school.
We're doing CPR on the chicken. We're doing everything to save the chicken. And then, Mama, you came home, and you...
The ship. This is why you have a ship. You have to do something like that.
You told me how smart I am, and
so you proved it to me.
You were saying that's one of the reasons for this cookbook.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well.
And another thing, I tried everything with you. I tried everything. You are calling me almost every day about that. I am writing something, so everyone will see the written test that I tried to teach you how to cook. Now, you are.
Then you're gonna block
to
my
you.
Phone calls.
I like that. So, I like that.
Okay, but I was trying to say something nice. I was trying to say my favorite part about the book is that it's not just a regular cookbook. We went into a little bit of details about how you grew up and came to America and your experiences here and, you know, adjusting to New York life. But, you know, you really share some cool stories in the book about you coming to America. And I think that's really cool. And I think that opens up to an audience of people who come to America and don't know what to expect when they get here.
Yeah.
Socially, marriage life, and all the stuff that you got adjusted to quickly, too.
Yeah, I came here. I was 24 years old. 24. Knew no one except one man, my husband, except him, and he was traveling a lot too.
Yeah.
So I have to start from the beginning. I have to build a house. I have to learn new things like driving, English. I have to go to college. I like to try everything. I even went to college, you know.
You got your master's degree. You got two master's degrees.
I have from here.
Yeah.
One in German literature.
Which you forgot, but it's okay. It's okay. You still have the degree.
One in education.
Okay.
Yeah. And I worked as a teacher for 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, 17 years.
Yeah, I like to keep myself busy.
What were you teaching?
Kindergarten.
Because you love kids.
Uh-huh. I love kids and grandchildren.
Oh. Tell Max about it. Yeah, Max wants to know more about that.
I am waiting. No pressure. I am waiting.
No pressure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So like when should we expect the book, or how do people find it? Like what's going to happen with the book? Like you're just working on it?
I wrote the book. You take care of the rest. I think it will be in December.
Yeah. So
I wrote the book.
She wrote the book. She's done. Your cookbook should be out like mid-December.
Okay.
Very excited. We're going to have pre-sales and then...
And it, the book contains the staples of the Egyptian, cooking. You know, mahshi, feta.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that people are excited about when you come to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. The staples.
Yeah, lamb chops. The way I cook them. The way I, for 40 years here, almost 40 years, the way I cook them.
Yeah. Wow. 40 yeah. years.
And some tips here and there.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're also planning to do a book tour, which I'm super excited about. We're going to jump city to city. New York City, maybe LA, maybe Detroit, Florida. You guys let us know where you want us to
be. I am already packed.
One thing about Mama is she likes to work and she's ready to be on the go. Okay. All right. So look out for that. Now I'm going to start rapid fire questions. What are rapid fire questions?
You are taking too much of my time, I think. Yeah.
Mama, just hold on. I'll pay you extra. Just wait.
Okay.
This is the last part.
Everyone heard this. Okay.
So rapid fire questions. You can't even think about the answer. You have to say the first thing that comes to mind.
I always do.
That is true. I'm not worried about it. Maybe I'm a little worried about it. All right. Have you ever been in a life or death situation?
Of course.
Yes or no? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes, yes.
Hurry up. Describe yourself in one sentence.
Persistent.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite Netflix show?
Netflix? I don't watch Netflix.
What is the biggest mess you've ever made in the kitchen?
Having you. Oh, now in the kitchen. No.
Oh, in the
In the kitchen, no mess.
No,
I am a
master.
I am a master chef.
Oh, yeah, right. What is your favorite type of music?
Rock and roll. Yeah, rock and roll. This is what I remember. Rock and roll.
Oh, this is a very good question. And this is going to test your faith. So okay. I'd like to see the answer. If you won $100 million in the lottery, what would you spend it on?
I would win what?
$100 million in the lottery.
$100 million?
Yeah.
Spend? Why? I will stay all the time counting them.
Well, you just help put the money in a shower and just go.
Oh, yeah.
Have a money shower, huh?
Why not?
Oh.
Why not?
But Mama, the lottery is haram, so I want you to say.
I didn't think about that. Give me the money first and I will see. Maybe a part is halal, I will take it. And the haram one, I will take shower with it.
And don't forget your children. Let me make the decision.
I don't give haram money to my children.
What? This is a scam. Okay. Okay, what's your favorite place that you've traveled to?
Mecca.
Oh, wow.
Saudi Arabia. Of course.
Saudi Arabia. If you could eat only one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
One meal?
Yeah.
All this one meal?
Mama, pick one.
Mahshi. Because it reminds me of my mom.
Oh, I would stay away from it. If you ask me, if it reminded me of my mom, I'd stay away from it. But that's a different conversation. If you could be any bird.
Bird.
What would you be and why?
Any bird. An eagle, of course.
An eagle, why?
So I can, yeah.
Okay, next question. What is your biggest pet peeve? pet peeve. You know what a pet peeve is?
No.
Bet beef. A bet beef is something that bothers you.
Oh, you, of course. Are you done?
I am completely done with this podcast. Mom, it was not a pleasure. I mean, it's a kind of a pleasure having you on the podcast. We have to end it here because I can't take any more of this. Is there anything that you want to leave, advice, or something positive you want to say to the people before we wrap up this podcast? Any message you have for the world?
Thank you for supporting me and pushing me to write a cooking book. And I hope it will be helpful.
Oh, that was sweet. That was sweet like me. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for watching another episode of the Maze Vault Podcast. We have Momo Fett as you guys requested. Please do not forget to subscribe and comment below if you enjoyed this episode. And till next time, bye.
Salaam alaikum.
Salaam alaikum.